Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone. It's Christine Marie and Julie here. And I think already we're having some phone issues. So let me introduce Christine real quick. Are you there, Christine?
I'm here, but I just got dropped off like twice before. So we are having some little issues. But you know what? We stay in flow and we just let it go.
Exactly. I want to say hello. We're Christine Marie and Julie. We're mother-daughter co-hosts, and we're also mother-daughter certified law of attraction coaches. And Mom, you have your master's degree in counseling, and you're intuitive. You're also a prosperity guide, and I am also, I'm a teacher, a former teacher, and I'm a business owner, and we love doing our radio show on Friday nights because we love talking to authors.
That's right. Christine Marie and Julie talk authors.
And if you can't hear my voice yet, you're going to hear my voice the remainder of this show because we have two awesome guests on the night, Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, and amazing authors, and they are known as really the relationship experts. And,
Absolutely.
And the author, the man who wrote the author of
Men Are From Mars.
Yeah. He said that they were like masters in the art of passion and intimacy. I'm like, cool! What a fun night we're going to have! And
it's going to be a fun night. I can remember as a young therapist, you know, having my first couples counseling session. And I was like a deer caught in headlights, and luckily I did discover Gay and Kathleen's Gay's work, especially in those early days. So otherwise, I was like, I'm on her side. No, I'm on his side. And then I was like, oh my God, help me.
There's no sides.
That's right.
And that's what I love about this. Well, I'm going to bring him on right now.
Please do.
Okay, hold on, everyone. Are you there, Gay and Kathleen?
I'm here.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. Can you hear Gay, too?
Gay, are you there by chance?
Yep, there. He's called in on another phone.
I have him right here. Hold on one second.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Are you there, sir? Gay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Oh, good.
Here we are.
Oh, it's two of you together at last.
Let me just introduce you guys.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say that your website, Hendricks.com, it really is just a testament to your passion and your commitment to giving more and more. You are so generous with all the information, and I just want to say that after being on your website many, many times and learning more and more and doing your products, I mean, I'm a better person because of it. So I just want to say that your generosity through your website, Hendricks.com, and then it'll all be in the chat room and also in our blog at ChristineMarieandJulie.com. I just want to say I'm in awe of you. I just want to say thank you so much.
I know. How do we do that? We're kind of like, we're not worthy. But no, we're just... We're just so excited to have you guys. I know you've got a short time with us, but we're gonna make use of all of it. But so
me
you
too.
Two lovebirds, come on. What's your secret? What's your secret?
Well, one thing is to get married to a woman who every time she walks in the room makes you feel like the luckiest man on earth. That was my first secret. But there are lots of a lot of people don't understand that relationships really grow 10 seconds at a time. You might be married. We've been together now for 30 years, but really the quality of our relationship has jumped in 10-second little things that we did with each other. So the practical magic, it's magic, but it's practical magic. It's magic
beautiful
that anybody can do.
You bet. You bet. I have to tell you, though, I am purchasing myself, you know, the relationship solution, because as a coach, as a therapist, I can't really wait to get into all these tools. And, you know, I've been married longer than you two have. Sorry.
Well, congratulations.
And I could use a few tips and tricks. Listen, you go through a lot of stuff, and, you know, I when my guy walks in the room, I still get a little flutter. But, you know, I'll tell you what I would like to have. I mean, there are times, though, that I am just deeply disappointed, and I would like to just be able to erase that in 10 seconds.
Well, one of the things we found that really helps you to rediscover each other is to not only say something unarguable, that's the first thing that occurs to me, is to actually just say what happens for you, particularly describing a body sensation or something that you're feeling. That really creates intimacy. And the thing that most people don't realize really builds intimacy and freshness is to appreciate. That is to focus primarily on the positive, to find things that you genuinely admire about your partner and to appreciate them out loud so your partner is actually able to receive them. Because in the presence of appreciation, both people really expand in this sense of possibility rather than falling into old patterns.
Right, right. I know you you talk about, you know, listen, we don't really, you know, our parents are our major, you know, where we learn from, you know, how to have relationships. And sometimes that's not so good. I have to tell you that Kathleen and Gay, in my family of origin, we had a family motto. And that family motto was, you always hurt the ones you love. Yeah. So it was, you know, kind of like, got to look out, you know, stuff's coming down the pike, you know. But so, you know, but luckily, you know, I learned not to do a lot of that stuff, you know. But I can I still feel sometimes the old, cat claws coming out.
Yeah, it takes a lot of sustained focus to really get something like that smoothed out. You know, like when we first got together, we made some commitments to each other, like we made a commitment to speak honestly with each other, and we made a commitment to not blame the other person, but to take responsibility for whatever was coming up. And even though we made those kind of powerful commitments, it was really the recommitment that helped us, because we would slip off that and start to blame each other again and fall
right,
back into
the
pattern. And then what we had to do was each time recommit back to the commitment again, and gradually we fell off the wagon fewer and fewer times. And so now, like, for example, it's been, 10 or 15 years since anybody around here has said anything critical or blameful to the other person.
That's so sweet. God bless you. That's so nice. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that. And yet I do, you know, those days that I'm just like, you know, I'm pushed up against the wall and I'm like this caged tiger, that's when I want to strike out, you know. And it's nice to just remember, take a deep breath. And I know you guys are, especially Gay, you really are about conscious breathing, aren't you?
Well, we use a lot of breathing and movement in our work. We think that the great untapped resource in terms of personal growth is your ability to use things like your natural gift of breathing or your natural gift of movement to be able to move quickly through issues that, if you just thought about them and talked about them, might take you
months or years to move through, whereas with 10 minutes of breathing or an hour of movement and breathing, you can move through things that you've been stuck on for years.
Mm. Plus, you can have fun while you're doing it. So most people still think of relationships as being really hard work, and if you're not working hard, you must be overlooking something. But we've found that it's so much more successful for people, and they feel so much more of a connection with each other when they learn how to do things like drop the words and continue making sounds at each other, or to interview each other's personas, or to take something that's going on into spontaneous song rather than to talk it over. So a lot of what we do is to partner with people to find out what's the potential in your relationship if you weren't spending all of your time in trying to control each other or work on things. So that's a great payoff for the kinds of skills that we practice and that we teach people, is that you have a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the relationship solution really gives you a lot of tools. And you start off by saying that it's an inside job. It really is. And that's a good thing, isn't it? That's where the control and the empowerment lies.
Yeah, it lies within each of us and the choices that each of us can make.
Absolutely.
It's nice to know you have that much power to change your life. You know, you really begin to change your life with a single thought. If you shift from the thought of, I can never have relationships to work, then if you shift that thought to, well, it's possible, I can have a loving relationship, that one little shift changes everything, because it sets you out on a new path.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love that that you said that. It's because, like, in the past, or even now, we hear that idea about, oh, relationships are so hard, you have to work hard at it all the time. And then all of a sudden, you put in the thought of, it's fun, it can be joyous, it can be kind of goofy, and then you're more playful. And then all of a sudden, you have this relationship that's filled with joy. And it happened in a 10-second intermission. It happened in a shift. And, Gay, you wrote a book about Einstein. I can't remember what it's called, the Einstein moment.
The Einstein time.
Einstein time.
Einstein time. And I love Einstein. I love his quotes. And I can't wait to get that book or that program, because it just sounds so interesting about Einstein and really using his principles to have more time. But here it is. It's just a shift in perception, and you have this miracle. And I wanted to say, when you guys, if you wanted to go, you give out these free one-minute videos when you join at therelationshipsolution.com, and they're great. But the first one was so awesome because it just talked about how to immediately stop an argument when it gets out of, like, really angry and so forth. And you said, when somebody just says, you know what, what's really going on here is I'm afraid of something. And when you interject the word afraid, or I have fear you're going to leave me, or even if it's about money, I'm afraid, you know, I'm not going to be able to pay my mortgage. All of a sudden, instead of it being angry, your partner can feel like, oh, it's not about me, it's just about the situation, and I can comfort them. And so when you had that, when that video came on, I just felt tenderhearted, because I can use that immediately in my relationship. It's like, oh, perfect. That's exactly how I'm going to deal with the situation. So I wanted to say
wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, so glad that communicated to you and that you were able to use it, because one of the things we're most interested in is that these principles and the roadmap that we've discovered and that we use be widely disseminated, and so that people who have grown up like most of us did with ideas about relationships that really limit our possibilities get to see that there's a whole new way to enjoy each other and to create what you really want in your relationships.
Mm. Oh, definitely. And I want to say that your coursework really spans a lot of information. Yes, it's all about relationships, but it's also about creating and manifesting with your partner, and also about money. And how do you see money and relationships? I mean, does it come up a lot? I'm sure it does.
Oh, yeah.
it definitely does. In fact, more people fight about money than fight about sex. And you think it'd be the other way around, but, most of us don't have sex all day long, but most of us have something to do with money all day long, so there's more
that's
opportunity
right.
to fight about it. And here's the thing. When you shift to trying to understand what you're afraid about, you shift out of the blame mode. You know, if I'm in the middle of an argument with somebody, and if both of us can pause for a second and just let go of blame for a second and shift to what I'm scared about, then you can relate to the other person. You're not there pointing your finger at each other. In the realm of money, it's particularly important because when Katie and I first got together, we didn't have very much money, and we used to fight about money a lot. And then we realized, wait a minute, we're both scared. It's not anybody's fault here. Let's just resonate with our feelings and then put our combined consciousness into focusing on what we want to manifest. And boy, did it was such a miracle that we went from being basically broke to having plenty of money within the space of a couple of years.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really amazing.
It is.
The other thing I wanted to say was that I experience blame, and I was just thinking when Gay was saying this, that blame stops the flow because everybody holds their breath, and then you get scared, and you start worrying, and you leave the resources that are so available to you. If you can drop down into actually feeling your fear and taking a breath into it, then you liberate all of that creative energy that you can then use to generate more flow. And when you generate flow, particularly by focusing on what is it that you really love to do, Gay and I have created our living and our well-being and our financial freedom out of doing what we love to do. And we made that decision really early on that focusing on what we really, really made time disappear when we were doing it was what we wanted to focus on rather than doing something that was expedient or, you know, what my mother used to call something you can fall back on, you know. She wanted to make sure I knew how to type so I'd have something to fall back on. So
we had the same mom.
Yeah, I think many of us had the same mom. So rather than falling back, we really always chosen what is it that we can do to generate more flow, and particularly by doing what we love to do. So if it's effortful, you know, or you don't like it, it's going to stop the flow. And really having work that you love to do is one of the great joys of life.
So what year was it that you got the call from, you know, Oprah?
From Oprah. It was, I believe, in 90, wasn't it, Gay?
90 or 91, somewhere back in there. It was it was right after Conscious Loving, our book Conscious Loving came out in paperback. And so it was somewhere in the early 90s there. Yeah, that was really great because at the time we did seminars in our living room and seminars and, you know, things like that. It might be for 6 couples or 12 couples or 20 individuals. Suddenly overnight, you know, we're doing it in front of 10 million people on Oprah, and things have never really slowed down since.
Oh, my gosh.
For it, so.
It was a big, big shift, and it took about 2 days to come back down after that.
That's all. I bet. Well, I just can't even imagine what that kind of, you know, I mean, the energy, you must have been ripe for the energy because, you know, to have that kind of mass consciousness and just hit the planet like that and you know, people must have just been hungry for the information. I know that back at that time, I know that I, even as a young therapist, I really was really in need of this because, like I said in the beginning of the show, I really did in the beginning, I would end up taking sides, you know, and I'd go so like it's tennis court, you know, I go, oh, you're right, oh, you're, and I'm like, it really helped me, because I was a, you know, trained, you know, psychotherapist, but we really were not that well trained in relationship counseling, you know, at least the good kind of, we were trained in, what you need to do is remember your first date, or go on another date, you know what I mean, that old thing, right?
The superficial stuff, as you were saying that, I'm just remembering that we're, offering a series of training seminars this summer, and one of them, the 5-day course, is going to be on Conscious Loving, the Conscious Loving Advanced course for those people who want to either enhance their own relationships or really get more professional help to really expand their ability to coach or to counsel couples using the kinds of skills that allow couples to make very, very rapid changes while having a good time. So that's an exciting thing. People can find out about that on our website if they want to go take a look.
Well, they need to. They need to.
Yes.
And really, I'm sorry, Jules. Did you want to?
Go ahead. I was just going to say this, Ms. Mom. Anyway, their website, you have two. Well, they have lots of websites, but you have the relationshipsolution.com, and then you also have Hendrix.com. And Hendrix.com, that's the website which has all this great resources and fun stuff and all the different programs that you guys have. And then relationshipsolution.com is where you can sign up for those free videos. And they're wonderful videos. And you can learn about more about this great program they're offering. And I know Christine Marie here is excited about doing it and blogging about it. And so forth.
I am. I'm going to blog about it, girlfriend.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well,
that's
and
another thing
say,
we have also is we have a Facebook fan page. I don't know if you guys are doing a Facebook fan page, but we have one that's called Relationship Advice, and we have a lot of videos there, too, that your listeners can go and watch about all different aspects of relationship, like dealing with jealousy and how to stop an argument and how to end blame and criticism and a bunch of stuff.
I want to get that up on my Facebook page because, you know, what I love about you guys, too, is, like, you're absolutely right. These things, because of the consciousness, the transformation can happen in a heartbeat. It can happen that swiftly. And, you know, I remember back in the old days, I mean, we could have a client, you know, 2-3 years and still coming in with the same, you know, pulling out of their back pocket, right? You know? And I think the tools now and the consciousness it's so much more delightful to think that we don't have to do it the old way. Let's just put it that way.
My experience also is that we have a community. We have our conscious loving community exists in countries around the world. We have coaches and we have people who come to our Facebook and our books are translated into many languages. So we have a growing sense that there are many of us who are joining together, joining our consciousness, and I think that makes a huge difference, that there are many people who are committed to conscious loving and really making that a priority.
Oh, it's so sweet. You know, I know we're kind of watching the time here, but Julie and I, even though we're law of attraction coaches, we have a particular niche that we enjoy, which is forgiveness. We like to talk about forgiveness, even in the law of attraction. What is the role of forgiveness in the relationship solution?
Well, we have a very specific way we teach about forgiveness. The mistake that people often make about forgiveness is to try to kind of force themselves to forgive before they've had a chance to really let themselves feel what their natural emotions are in the situation. So we recommend that forgiveness kind of be a two-stage process where, let's say, if somebody you feel has wronged you, rather than kind of going over the top of your emotions to mentally forgive them, to make sure you honor your body, to let yourself feel that you're sad about maybe or scared about something or angry at them, mm-hmm. so not to hop over that, but to acknowledge that, and then that brings about a form of organic forgiveness that actually feels much better and works much
better. Absolutely. Forgiveness, I think, has to really originate from the heart. That makes it organic. That makes it natural. If it's just all in the head or in the mind and in you, and you didn't arrive there, you know, through the heart, through the body, it really is just putting a smiley face on an empty gas tank in some sense. You know, it really didn't do it, you know. So I totally agree with you in that. So tell me a little bit about the, do you still in your, because I know this product is downloadable now, correct?
Which, the relationship solution?
Yes.
Yes, it is downloadable.
Yeah. So you mentioned, though, in there the relationship harmonizer. That's kind of a, was that sort of a hollow sync thing?
Yes.
Am I,
it's similar to that in the sense that it's when a couple uses it together. We're about to come out with a new version of that, by the way, an even more powerful one. So we'll let you know about that when it comes out.
I really like the HoloSync stuff. I think that really works.
Yes, and it's a really good thing to have a way of tuning into yourself and tuning into each other. So when two people do that together, like Katie and I meditate every day together. We meditate twice a day, and frequently we do both of them together. Sometimes we can only do one of them together if one of us is doing something else. But over the years, we've spent literally thousands of hours meditating together, and it helps bring a form of deep harmony to the relationship that I don't know how any other way that you could really get that.
Wow.
And what I like about you guys, first of all, on your website, you come across so genuine and sweet and loving. Your light shines even through my screen. But it's this idea that there is this deep body connection. And what I'm hearing you talk about is that we develop a practice with our partner, that through the course of this practice, we have something to fall back on when times feel a little hairy. And that's what I love.
Thank you. And there are many ways of doing that. Rather, the relationship harmonizer is a great way to do that, listening to music together, breathing together. One of the activities we have in the back of Conscious Loving teaches people how to breathe together. It's a wonderful way to experience the essence of who you are and to really drop down from the day's business and all the different things that are going on to your essential connection and to affirm that, because, you know, as we know, what you pay attention to grows, and that's a central thing that we like to ask people to really give regular attention to, because it gives you that sweet connection that you can draw on anytime.
I love it. Me too, girlfriend. Ah, I just feel relaxed talking to them.
I do too. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, and I just wanted to give you guys a chance. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about or let our audience know? Because one thing about our audience is great. On Friday nights, we have a nice group of people listening tonight, but our archives, our community, through the course of the next couple of weeks, love to listen back and over again. So is there any, like, first step, even like a quick tool, to immediately start helping our relationships feel better and better?
One thing I'd highly recommend is that you take a moment and tune in and ask yourself, what, if anything, is really missing from my relationship life, from my love life? And listen to yourself and find out what you want that would really fulfill you in the relationship area. For one person, it might be manifesting a whole new relationship. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things we talk about in the relationship solution, how to do that. For another person, it might be how to bring passion and sexuality back into a long-term relationship. So wherever you are, listen to your heart and find out what you most want and need. And once you open up and ask for the help to bring those things to life, you'll be surprised at how quickly resources rush in to really help you on that journey.
I am so excited to get this relationship solution. I'm going to download it right after we get off the phone, guys.
Wonderful. I think you'll really enjoy
it. I promise you, you'll really appreciate it. It's got a culmination of our whole lifelong work in it. It's everything we would have loved to have known 30 years ago.
And here it is, no matter how long you've been in a relationship, just starting out, you know, there is this moment when you can say, oh, it can be even better. So even if you have a wonderful relationship, it can be even better. And that's what I get from you. We always have the capacity to receive and give more love and experience more joy. So I look forward to it as well, because it'll be great. And so forth. But I want to say that I don't want to take any more of your time, and I just want to say thank you guys both for being on our show.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you.
Joy.
And thank you for your modeling your relationship and how much joy you're having. So thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Right. And we do have a lot of joy in our relationship. We're so lucky.
All righty. Well, take care now, you two. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gabe. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Awesome. That was so great. Yes, and you know, we're going to be blogging about this at Christine Marie and Julie, so you get to find out all the information and how we're doing on the program. Because I'm going to be honest with you, huh, Mom? I mean, you're in a launch relationship. With my
As
father.
I am.
And I'm in a long-term relationship. I mean, I've been with
And
God
guess
now.
What?
My God.
You and I are in a long-term relationship.
Yes, and you and I are in a long-term relationship.
That's right. That's right.
And it's so funny because there are times we joke about how we're married to each other, it feels
I
like.
I know. I know.
We don't have to sex, thankfully. I'm just making fun of it because I just I'm just
but wait, but I think we I mean overall I can't wait to do some of these like quick tools you know because overall nobody wants to really I mean get divorced or you know they just want to have it be better. They want to tweak it, you know, and you and I are all about joy and they talked about money and abundance and relationships.
Yes.
It all goes together, doesn't it?
It really does. It really
does. Yeah.
And the idea, we have somebody on the chat room right now talking about forgiveness. Hello, Colleen. and like, what's the first step? And, you know, we're going to be talking more about that later, about forgiveness. And I think what I get from Gay and Kathleen Hendricks is this idea that, you know, we can transcend the hard work and make it into a fun job, a fun place.
It's like you can choose the path of struggle or you choose the path of joy. Either path, you're going to learn your lessons. You can learn your lessons on. But let's make it joyful. Let's choose a downstream flow. You know,
exactly.
I think the first step in forgiveness is like what Gay talked about, is getting out of your head and into your heart. You know, really allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel, whether it be anger, sadness, you know, betrayal, all those things. I mean, feel the fullness of that. And then you talked a little bit today, girlfriend, about softening. Remember that?
About softening?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I think that would be a good tool. If we think life is hard, then we don't have to think life can be joyous, but we can get from one place to another by thinking, let me just soften this a little bit. Let me soften out the edges. And then by doing that, we let just a little bit of light and love come through. And that's all you need to have any kind of forgiveness or even change occur. Mm-hmm. And forgiveness to me, it's like an onion, because there are times when I've done my forgiveness work and sometimes it's just like I've just let somebody out of my heart, or I've replayed the story so much in my head that I need to forgive myself for wasting the time I've wasted. You know, it's like I'm sure this person's not giving me another second, but I've wasted 3 hours of my life focusing and complaining in my head, you know, that monkey chat.
Right.
And then I can.
That's what they say.
Bit.
Forgiveness is always about. It's always for yourself first. Always.
Exactly. It is always about yourself because you and I are both law of attraction, and coaches. Yes. We come to that place where our emotions, our feelings, what we feel, vibrate, sends out this energy to the universe, and we are then returned in like. Mm-hmm. And so I know that when I am in my deep dark thoughts. I know, I mean, the reason why it's so easy to go there for 2 hours is because it's attracting itself again, and it's building and building and building. So, and that's why when we get the relationship solution from Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, by just the idea of focusing on these tools with relationships, I mean, just by focusing on that, all of a sudden it's like, pow. You know,
What about just a simple idea of breathing together?
Yes.
You know, I know that I've done that. You know, Norm's being asleep or something, and I'll just if I'm awake, I'll just start breathing in tandem with him. It's very interesting. It's a very deepening process. You know, whether you're doing it together consciously or whatever. But so, Jules, what do you think about? Can you imagine, out of the blue, you know, you're giving little seminars in your house, and then out of the blue, Oprah calls you? Can you imagine
that? I love it. because they were ready for it. They were ready. Done their work. And
since that time, they've been around the world 30 times. I mean, that's the kind of impact that has. Can you imagine?
Yes. I'm going to say yes, I can imagine, because maybe someday we will.
We will.
You know, or, yeah, I mean.
Can I tell you another thing about him?
Yes.
Well, Jack, they know Jack Canfield, just like you know Jack Canfield.
I love Jack Canfield.
Anyway, Jack Canfield called and said, hey, I'm being interviewed by this Australian woman, TV woman, Rhonda Byrne, and would you like to be interviewed? It's about, they're going to talk about law of attraction and your relationships. And they said, well, sure. But they had to do a lot of scheduling and, you know, rescheduling and stuff. And finally, they got together at Rhonda's hotel. It was like the Beverly Hilton or whatever. And they started talking about the law of attraction and relationships and stuff. But, you know, their interview wasn't included in the secret because they said that they had gotten too deep. Rhonda just wanted to keep everything very superficial, you know, kind of at the head thing, right? And I think that's why a lot of people, in some sense, suffered from the secret, because it really was just, oh, look, if you just rub the genie, or, well, maybe not the genie.
Well, I like rubbing the genie. Is that what we're calling it nowadays, genie?
Yes. If you just rub your magic lantern, and, you know, the genie will get you everything you want, you know.
Right.
And so I think that's so interesting as well, don't you? In some sense, good for them that they weren't included, because I remember listening to Joe Vitale talk one time, and he was saying that a lot of the people, you know, in the secret now are all in lawsuits and stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's so funny. Colleen in the chat room just said, oh, I wonder if Julie has to sleep for hours after our chats because I have to work so hard with her forever giving. I think that's hysterical. No,
is
girl,
that our
I
Colleen?
Don't. I don't. I'm really actually energized. I feel good. So, sweetie, I adore her. I adore the hell out of her. She's great. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She reminds me a lot of the people I know because, you know, like you're Italian. She's Italian. And so holding on to things comes naturally. You know, I remember.
I give you the evil eye, girlfriend.
Yes, I know. I remember Grandma D'Antoni, and she used to say, I never forgive, and I never forget.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay. and truly, she was right. I mean, the only time she never did. No, she never did. And I remember the only time I thought she forgave me was only because she needed something from me, and it was truly, purely, her motivation was purely, purely selfish, and she let me believe that I was forgiven. But I remember that time she gave me a coat, and I just didn't say thank you enough. Remember that?
How could I forget that? She didn't talk to me for like a year or two.
She didn't talk to me for a year.
Yeah.
And now saying it makes me laugh because, you know, that's just ridiculous. But I never did that again. I always made sure I said thank you millions of times. and you know, so forth. But it's just funny. That Italian blood is deep. Deep.
I know.
So,
but we're transforming that. We're healing that, aren't we?
Yes. Oh, yes. Of course you guys are. I mean, our relationship
is so different. No, I mean,
me and
you are. Too.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, our relationship is so different. And we have so much fun with that. I was going to say we work hard at it, but we really don't work hard at it.
Mm-hmm.
There are times when, of course, when things come up because we are passionate together. We work together and we, you know, and so forth. And
so, Jill, do you think that sometime we'll get a little call from Oprah and then our rocket trajectory of our business will, like, because she said then we haven't stopped since that day, you know. We haven't stopped moving since that day.
And I believe the reason that's fabulous, but what I really get is that they took that incident and they they rolled it into a ball. You know, they kept
it going. They leveraged it. They leveraged
it. They leveraged it. Thank you very much. And so I ask you, are there times in your lives, everybody in the chat room, when something amazing happened, out of the blue amazing happened, and we all have that choice. And neither way is bad, I mean, or good. It is just your choice. But you go, oh, if I just would have held on to this or put all my attention, it would have focused, you know, rolled into this bigger and bigger thing. I mean, they really are examples of how one incident occurred and they kept the ball going. They kept creating and having fun with themselves and playing and kept it going, leveraged it off and so forth. So, you know, I want to put
it
out
there.
And
it really helps, too, that they know their stuff. And, you know, they're very heart-centered. And you know, Gay, just you can just go to their websites, and there's lots of free videos and, you know, different stuff about, you know, he's right about the conscious breathing. I mean, and the meditative practice, all those things keep you, you know, in your heart. You know, it's like in our we have a Mastering the Mind program. You know,
yes.
And really it is about letting your mind be in service to your heart at all times.
Yes. And it really is a spiritual program, that Mastering the Mind program. It's a very spiritual, connecting with the Divine Feminine more and more to help us on our path. And I just want to say real quick, while you brought up that coaching program, next week we start our free coaching program. Yay!
Yes,
three powerhouse days. And christinemarie.com/21days. And really what it's about is just thriving in the next 6 months of our life, of this year, you know, not of our lives, but next
time.
And really reconnecting with ourselves and making ourselves a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we just say, oh, I'm not worth it. Or it's over.
Or we just sort of kind of, you know, we get into that lull and we start resigning ourselves to the fact, and then we start losing our joy, we start losing our passion, and then all of a sudden we wonder why we feel bad, you know.
Exactly.
And so we're gonna crank it up again, and for 3 days, we're gonna talk about manifesting your three big dreams.
Mm. Yes, I can't wait. It's so exciting. And if you can't be there live, you're recording of it too, huh?
How many people have signed up so far? Do you know?
Yeah, several hundred.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
I know.
That's
great.
Great.
That'd be great.
So I wanted 500. I wanted 500 people on the call.
Well, they may. Maybe 500 will get there. Maybe 500 will be there.
Okay, so christinemarieandjulie.com/21days.
Yes.
So are we going to have a short show tonight?
Yeah, I think we should have a short show tonight because really we were, you know, we usually talk to office this entire time, but we were so honored that Gay and Kathleen could come on and just be here for an hour or just for 30 minutes. And you know what? It's a Friday night and it's beautiful out, and I say we can end this a little early. And I know there's people on our chat room right now that are on the East Coast, so it's like getting close to 11 o'clock for them. Oh, they're probably going, nice.
Thank you, chat room, for tonight. Thank you for being, because we just really just found out about this. Did we, girlfriend?
Are you going to live in our little secret?
No.
I mean, we can.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll let everybody on a little secret, everyone. Gratefully, we got an email today. Mom had emailed the Hendricks several weeks ago, just saying, "Hey, I'd like to invite you on," and we didn't get any other response back than we thought.
No.
Today, literally 2 hours ago, we got a response saying, "Hey, we're looking forward to being on your radio show tonight. How do we get a hold of you guys?" I'm like, "Oh my goodness gracious!" Holy cow! And so, you know, we love those guys so much. We're like, okay, this is all meant to be, because
we dropped everything. Definitely,
we dropped everything. Called the boyfriend up saying, "Can't see tonight." You know, learning about relationships. But I love the idea that I think if we would have had time to more time, we would have just really worried about it. And
yes.
I think it was so wonderful. I mean, they are just two bright lights. I just adore them. They're great.
Very nice
and
people.
They know
and we could met. Why don't you mention who we're having on next Friday?
Oh, yes, thank you. And next Friday we have on E. Lee Gregory. Now, this guy is a little bit different. He's on the same kind of wavelength of, you know, of like, no, I was going to say Sandra Underwood. Remember we had her on and she wrote the book about orbs. But he's written a book about aliens, and I can't remember the whole title. But what it's about is
intelligent aliens or something like that.
Yeah, intelligent existence, intelligent extraterrestrials, and their existence on planet Earth. And it's going to be a wild show next week.
Wild.
And so I love the fact that we get to talk about orbs and light waves and aliens and then law of attraction. Yeah, Illuminati and relationships. I love a Friday night show. I mean, it's just so much fun. So I hope that everyone can join us next Friday as we talk to E. Lee Gregory about aliens and their existence on planet Earth and then the proof. And he has an interesting take on it as well because he talks about a little bit how the deities, if I'm saying that right, of the past and were probably aliens and people who thought, you know, the people who thought, oh, look at this God and the or even the giants in the Bible, you know, they could have been aliens and probably were aliens. And so he has this whole idea about history and how we just didn't know what to say. We didn't know what to call them back then. So we gave them names like gods and so forth. So it's kind of exciting.
There's one part in the Bible, if I can remember, and it said something about the giants came down and you know, basically, it doesn't say have sex with our women, but you know, that's kind of what it implied. So
yes,
we're gonna quiz them about that.
We're gonna quiz them about that. I can't wait. It's gonna be exciting. So everyone, you know, have a great night and next week is Independence Day. Yes. Oh, that's right. It's weekend. Yes, that's so interesting. And I just remember that movie though, Independence Day with Will.
Yeah. Smith. Oh my God. Somebody picked that up that we're having him on the Independence Day weekend. How cool is that?
I know.
We planned it that way.
We did. That movie freaked me out. That first time I saw that movie. Oh,
yes.
Okay. You know what? Mom, we only got 10 more minutes. Do you mind being on the show with me till 10 more minutes? Our chat room's talking and everybody's having a good time.
I'm fine.
I just want to say one thing real quick. I just saw the best movie last night. It's Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz, and I want to share this with my chat room. People listening, as you can tell, this is our Friday night show. We're just shooting the crap. We're just having a fun time. Anyway, Night and Day was such a delightful summer movie. When it ended, I had a big smile on my face, and there was no, like, sometimes I just get tired of movies not having good endings.
Right.
I really don't want to be leaving the theater crying my eyes out or feeling disappointed that my main character didn't get what he needed or whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to leave the theater surprised and delighted and happy. But my goodness, I can highly recommend it. If I give it 2 thumbs up and 5 out of 5 stars. It was such a great movie. And the weird part is my brother, Gregory, looks just like Tom Cruise. I'm not joking.
He does.
Yes.
We're not joking. Except
about 4 inches
he's
taller.
He's gone through about 4 or 5 inches tall. He's gone through stages. And the Jerry Maguire stage, he totally looked like Tom Cruise during the Jerry Maguire stage. I mean, people were stopping him going, I remember he was jogging on a you know, jogging path, and a little girl was kind of running with her dad, and she goes, "Look, Daddy, Tom Cruise," you know. And then they kind of did not so much in the ensuing years, a little bit, you know. And now they're back together again. He looks totally like Tom Cruise in this movie as well.
Exactly. So, you know, I always thought, my God,
you get a thumbs up.
I did. And it's so funny because I think Dad looks like Robin Williams sometimes. sometimes. I don't know what
sometimes.
It is. Blue eyes. It's yeah. blue eyes.
It's sometimes, but I think he's cuter than Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So can I give a movie preview then as well?
Yes, you may.
Okay. So last night I get up to go to the bathroom. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And so I turned the TV on just to have a little, you know, white light in the background. And on HBO or Showtime, the movie The Reader was on. Now, I didn't read the book, but I knew that Kate Winslet had won the Academy Award. So I just like, oh, I just want to, you know, I'll just watch it for a few minutes. Well, 5 minutes.
Can I ask you a question, Mama?
Then what?
Were you open to seeing a light movie? Is that what you wanted to see?
No, I wasn't. I really just wanted, I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, 2.5 hours later, you know, I mean, she hangs herself. I hope I'm not telling anybody, you know. But this movie's been out a long time. But and so that was like, I didn't get to bed till like, well, really, 7 o'clock, because I was up till 5, and then Norm got up to go to work, and then you know, Julie and I were doing some business, and then finally I just said, you know, I'm just going to close my eyes a little bit, but and then went to sleep to about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I just say though, I did not enjoy that movie. It was riveting, good acting, but that was not an enjoyable movie for me. And yet, I spent 2.5 hours of my life in the middle of last night watching that.
Well, Ms. Smokey just said you all have to see the movie, The 5 People You Will Meet in Heaven. That's a real good movie. And, you know, I want to see that movie because it was on TV.
Is it new? Oh, okay.
It was on TV, and I bet I could probably see it on Hulu or something. Or probably I could rent it at our local place. But that looks like a good movie, too, for The 5 People You Will Meet in Heaven. And I think,
oh, that sounds good.
You know what? Who wrote that movie, that book? I think... Was it the same guy who was in the
Is that that Mitch?
Or Maurice.
Yeah, is that Mitch Albion?
Maybe. Did he write 2 Days with Maury?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I
Dear John?
Like
or
that.
Dear John?
No, that's different. Dear John is the person that wrote The Notebook, and I can't think of his name either. I'm so sorry. And then but the other one, I think it was, I think... 2 Days with Maury. I think he wrote that. But I'm not 100% sure, but that was like a great movie. But now getting back to The Reader, it's not a light movie. It's very heavy, deep, talking about Nazis in the concentration camp, and you know, basically, you know, a love affair between an adult woman and basically a child. You know, a 15 or 14 year old, and. Yeah, it's very serious. Not that fun. But I thought the acting was great. And when I saw it in the theater, I left sobbing. And I thought it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. But it's not like, it wasn't night and day.
It's not night and day. And, you know, I enjoy writing. I love to write stories, short stories, you know. And I just couldn't imagine what the writer was thinking. Do you know what I mean? I would be so depressed, you know, writing a book like that. I like to write, you know, I mean, I write for my own enjoyment. And so I just can't even imagine what the author, you know, went through to do that. So I would have to say not 2 thumbs up, maybe a half a thumb up.
Half a thumb up.
for The Reader, but I'm sure people will think about, you know, have other opinions, but not for me. Not a happy movie. In fact, like Norm and I like to rent a movie on Saturday nights, you know, just go to the Family Video store. And he always, I mean, I'm glad I get to win because I don't like to invest 2.5 hours of my night. I want it to be boom, done, next, 90 minutes. I want to smile. I mean, I would rather rent the Tooth Fairy than the Hurt Locker, which I had a choice, and I did do that because I just wanna just have some insane goofiness. I don't want, you know, problems of the world. I want to, you know, landmines or, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to, right. Too much, you know.
I get that. You're going for it to be a lighthearted experience.
Right.
And staying with your emotional guidance is being like, I don't want to invest any time in my life. It's going to be a bummer. And,
unless the guys are extremely cute or hot.
You know? There you go.
There's
your disclaimer. Your disclaimer is, and now if the man is really cute, I may put in some more time.
Exactly.
I like that. You know, Doug and I always, every year, we try and see all the Academy Award movies. You know, they're nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
I was not a happy camper when they went from 5 to 10 movies because.
Oh, yeah. You barely got the 5 in.
Oh, yeah. It was, we were driving, you know, we live in a rural area. We were driving 2 hours to see a movie sometimes, and we just didn't make it. We didn't see, I think we saw all of them. I don't think we saw all of them. I think we missed one, and it was The Single Man or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But But I want to say one of the ones I thought was so fun this year, and it had an okay, it didn't have a bad ending. It was kind of a fun little ending, but it wasn't like a joyous, ha-ha, fun movie, but it was an education. And I'll tell you what, an education was a really good movie. I thought it was a great slice of life, and it was set in England right before the Beatles became popular. So it wasn't, you know, they weren't huge yet, so there wasn't this openness, it felt like. Everything felt like women, you know, this was about a smart woman, you know, our teenager, and she really had two choices. She could become a stewardess, or be a teacher. Not even a stewardess.
Teacher
or work for the government. And
right.
that was it. Those were the only choices a smart girl had back in that day. And she was ticked off. And, an older gentleman came by and swept her off her feet a little bit and showed her this big, beautiful world and took her to Paris and all this stuff. And then the story continues. And, we learn
how
a
long.
Lot of
how long is the movie? Is it worth me renting tomorrow night? Or is it?
I think you would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Your Peter Skarsgård is in there.
Guy,
right?
What's his name?
Peter Skarsgård, is that his name?
Oh yeah, okay. Skarsgård, right. Now here's the thing. I think he's attractive.
Yeah.
But there's something about him that gives me the willies, and I don't really know what it is. So I don't know if I could, I don't know. I mean, he's attractive. There's some kind of a freak flag there. I don't know. It just gives me a little bit of the willies.
Yep. Well, I was going to say, Miss Smokey's taking off for the night. I want to say, we adore you, Miss Smokey. We love
bye,
it when you
Smokey.
Come by. I remember when Miss Smokey, somebody had, this was way back, I don't know, months ago, someone was saying hi to her, and they said, Ms. Monkey. I thought Ms. Monkey is Ms. Smokey.
Ms. Monkey.
But Ms. Monkey is kind of fun, too. I think she may like monkeys,
That's right.
And I think that, I do. I like monkeys. Monkeys make me happy.
So you're crazy at night.
I am crazy at night. Mm-hmm. You know why? I have so much energy for this interview because it happened so quickly.
I know.
And you were on my case a little bit. You said, I've never seen you so, and you were trying to find the right word that wasn't so critical because you're probably going to go, so bitchy. And you said, so focused in my whole life. Or so intense. You're just so intense right now.
You're so intense.
I go, that's hysterical. That's hysterical. Oh, and by the way, Miss Smokey says, that's so funny. I get that a lot.
No, she does. Does she really? Oh, that's so funny.
You know what? Well, good.
All right, Miss Smokey. We love you.
Oh, and by the way, I'm so sorry to the person who has their hand up, and I think it's Colleen. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I just now looked, and we don't have time to say hi. So I'm so sorry. I just totally forgot. But anyway, we have less than any time, 60 seconds less, and I want to say, Kyle, if you're up listening, honey, go to bed. Have a nice night.
Kyle.
Have wonderful dreams. Have wonderful, sweet dreams.
Let the angels sing you a lullaby.
That's right. Let the angels sing you a lullaby. And everyone else, have a wonderful, wonderful night. Blessings. And thank you, Cowboy. I like this guy's name. Cowboy Swami Shaman. Shaman.
No.
Cowboy Swami Shaman.
Cowboy Swami Shaman's here?
Yes. I love that name.
Guess what? I love him.
Good. I'm sending out love. We're sending out love to everyone in the chat room tonight. Have a blessings of a week. Awesome, awesome show. And
join us for our three-day live event, live coaching event next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sign up. We'll send you the recordings if you have to have a job.
That's right.
But 21 days to manifesting your three big dreams. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.